dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago on this Friday morning. And our regular features begin now. We'll have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, then we're all going to get funky, and we'll have some Fly Jams Friday, all coming up. But right now, it's time for... You Big Dummy! This is where we gather together real news stories about real people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who is the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then our first caller who gets through at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through gets to be the third vote for Dummy of the Week. So here we go.
Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one.
It'll be interesting to see how he answered the question, have you ever been charged with a crime? A Wyoming man was arrested after filling out a job application at Sportsman's Warehouse where he had just shoplifted sunglasses and bullets. Sunglasses and bullets? According to the Gillette News Record. The 36-year-old alleged shoplifter first visited the Gillette, Wyoming sporting goods store to buy a few items, at which time he stole a pair of $90 shades and ammo worth nearly $50. Roughly 3 hours after Sportsman's Warehouse reported the theft, the unidentified perp returned to the store to fill out a job application. During that visit, the alleged thief reportedly lifted two more pairs of sunglasses valued at $85. Newsweek alleged the shoplifter was caught on video removing stickers from the merchandise he'd said to have pilfered. The cops issued a citation and recovered the stolen goods, according to NBC affiliate KHQ. It's likely the shoplifting charges may affect his candidacy for the job with the retail chain, which has 93 stores and employs 5,300 people.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. To the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two.
Dummy number two. A man who stuffed a large Angus beef rib roast worth $62 down the front of his pants at a Florida supermarket had his alleged meat heist spoiled by an alert store employee, according to the West Arrest Report. Cops say that Eric Warden, 40, jammed a 7-pound rib roast into his pants and then sought to exit a Publix supermarket in Parrish, a Tampa suburb. But Warden's rib bid late last month was thwarted by a Publix manager who approached the accused thief to challenge him about the roast concealed in his pants, quote-unquote. All right, you got me, Warden reportedly declared as he removed the roast before fleeing out the exit doors at around 8:30 a.m. Warden was subsequently apprehended in the shopping plaza where Publix is located. After initially claiming that he had not stolen the rib roast since he dropped it before fleeing, Warden acknowledged putting the meat down his pants and that he had no money to pay for the rib roast. After it stayed inside Warden's pants, the rib roast was discarded due to contamination.
Is that a rib roast in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
God. Warden was charged with misdemeanor theft and booked into a county jail, now free on $500 bond. Warden has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count. Warden has a lengthy rap sheet, which includes time in state prison for burglary and trafficking in stolen property.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
It's Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. A mother-daughter duo who used a $4,000 drone to drop a package of contraband behind the walls of a Florida. It is again Florida. Florida prison will themselves serve time as a result of a felony plea deal struck with prosecutors. Cassandra Kerr and Conchita Diodano, 40 and 22 respectively, this week each entered a no contest pleas to introducing contraband into a state correctional institution, a felony carrying a maximum of 5 years in prison. As part of the plea deal, Kerr and Diodano are expected to receive 6 months in jail, where they are sentenced in late July. The pair will also have to pay court and prosecution costs. Durr and Diodano were arrested in mid-December shortly after Martin Correctional Institution staffers spotted a drone hovering over the facility at around 2 a.m. Jailers were suspicious that the drone was possibly delivering a package to the rooftop of one of the inmate housing facilities. Investigators subsequently recovered the drone's cargo, a package containing tobacco and cell phones. The drone, a Matrice 600 outfitted with a payload release mechanic, mechanism, was later destroyed when it somehow struck a car traveling near the prison entrance. After spotting a Chevrolet Silverado driving slowly near the lockup, prison personnel questioned the truck's passengers, Durr and Diodato. Durr quickly confessed that she had been piloting the drone via an iPad, adding that she purchased the drone on eBay and practiced flying it several times before coming to MCI to deliver the contraband. Diodano, who drove the truck, admitted that the duo came to the prison to deliver a package via drone. Kerr and Diodato live in Tampa. You think they're neighbors with the guy who's stuffing things down his pants?
Second cousins.
Oh, my God. It's about 170 miles west of MCI, which houses 1,500 male inmates, one of whom, at the time of the drone incident, was Andres Correa, former Tampa resident serving a 25-year sentence. Kerr admitted that the tobacco and cell phones were intended for Correa, with whom she had communicated about aerial contraband delivery. Police identified Correa and Kerr's spouse, a union that occurred after his incarceration. While Correa has not been charged in connection with the contraband scheme, he was transferred from MCI a month after they were collared.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. So if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four.
A pair of bumbling burglars were arrested after apparently butt-dialing 911 while fleeing a scene of a burglary at a Best Buy near Houston early on Saturday. The men are alleged to have knocked off a Best Buy in Sugar Land, Texas, at about 3 a.m. While responding to an alarm at the store, dispatch received a 911 call in the area, Houston police said. But instead of a caller, they heard only background noise. Authorities said that they pinged the cell phone, which was coming from a car traveling toward Houston from the suburban electronics store, and took off in pursuit. He somehow butt-dialed 911. They put it all together. Officers were already en route to the alarm call when they got the other 911 call. The communications officer from Houston Department told ABC affiliate KTRK. The suspects led police on a chase that reached speeds of 120 miles per hour, authorities said. The suspects bailed out of their truck in northeast Houston, but two of the three men were captured. The third remains at large. Authorities found stolen laptops and other electronics from Best Buy in the suspect's truck. The same Best Buy in Sugar Land was the scene of a $200,000 robbery in March of 2015.
There's something for you right here. Want it, dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right, we're going to break here for weather, and then we got one more dummy story to read, and then we'll do the summation and the vote. Again, first person through after I do the summation. And the update will call us at 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Friday. All the regular Friday features have begun. We will have Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, it will get funky in here with Fly Jams Friday. But right now, it's time to get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five. This has a little connection here to our producer, Tom. Tom, this is from your neck of the woods where you grew up, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Crystal Lake, represent. One suspect is in custody and a warrant has been issued for the other suspect after the two went on a robbery spree of several gas stations around Crystal Lake in March, and then posted video online of the money they stole. Arrest warrants were issued for Matthew Weglies, who's 23, from the 2200 block of South 59th Avenue in Cicero, and Shaquille D.D. Davidson, 24, from the 1400 block in Chicago of South Canal Street. The Crystal Lake Police Department said the duo was responsible for several armed gas station robberies throughout McHenry County, and Lake County on March 24th. Crystal Lake Deputy Police Chief Tom Kotlowski said that the suspects robbed the Shell gas station at 4811 Northwest Highway in Crystal Lake at around 647 March 24th, and then the Shell gas station at 280 North Route 31 in Crystal Lake an hour later. You've been to those gas stations?
I used to buy, like, I'd get, like, a Red Bull before school at those gas stations.
Okay, there you go. The two suspects then allegedly robbed other gas stations in Lake County at that same night, including a mobile gas station in Island Lake. No injuries were reported from any of the robberies. An anonymous tip was sent to Lake and McHenry County scanner identifying Davidson as one of the suspects 2 days after the robbery occurred. The anonymous tipster also forwarded Lake and McHenry County scanner a recording of what Davis had uploaded to his Snapchat account. It showed money, guns, and merchandise from all the robberies. Lake and McHenry County scanner forwarded the information and video to the Crystal Lake Police Department in March. Weigels was arrested by the Gurnee Police Department on Friday and was charged with two counts of armed robbery, Class X felony. They have not yet arrested Davidson. He remains Weigels remains in held in Lake County Jail for $1 million bond. So there you go. All right. Here's your recap of the dummies of the week, and then the first person who calls in at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Let's do the recap. We got the dummy who shoplifted at a sportsman's warehouse and then came back to fill out an application, and that's how he got busted, the job application. That's how he got busted. We got at 8:30 in the morning a guy who jammed a $62 pot roast down his pants before being busted by one of the employees. We've got the mother-daughter drone duo who got busted for flying contraband into a prison and got busted. And we got the burglars who butt-dialed 911 on themselves after a high-speed chase and in Houston. And then we've got locally, from Tom's hometown of Crystal Lake, we've got the idiots who robbed a bunch of gas stations and then posted stuff on Snapchat and then got busted. Okay, Tom, what is your thinking on this?
Well, you know, I want to go Crystal Lake because represent.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm a sucker for anybody putting anything down their pants. So I got to give it to the guy who thought he could get away with a pot roast.
Yeah. Being stuck down his pants.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah, it was a 7-pound rib roast that he shoved in his pants. By the way, the phone lines are open. First person through gets the third vote, so get in here now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You will be the third vote. So the first vote is for dummy number two, who was the rib roast in the pants, which has actually my college radio name. Yeah, rib roast in the pants! Okay, the shoplifter who came back to fill out a job application is hilarious. That is ridiculous. The mom-daughter drone apparently didn't really train enough since they're smashing drones into cars. But dialing 911 is always a good thing, always a funny thing. And I, you know, and again, it was nice to see that Tom's hometown was being represented. But I too am voting for rib roast in the pants.
Nice,
because it's just hilarious. He jammed. This is how they jammed a 7-pound rib roast. I also love one of the details I love about it was that after it stayed inside his pants, the rib roast was discarded due to contamination.
Well, at least they have some integrity.
Exactly. They're not going to sell that rib roast that was in that guy's pants. So I admire that very much. Well, let's see what our listener would vote for. Here's Michael on WGN. Who are you voting for, Michael?
Well, Nick, as a police officer myself, I love stupid criminal stories, and there's quite a few to pick from here in that selection.
Yeah.
I will go along with you guys. I like the guy with the roast down his pants. That was pretty good. It was a close call between that and the butt dialing 911.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, what are the odds of that happening?
Right. Right. Exactly.
I'll go with you guys. I'll go with the roast in the pants. That's
all right.
A good one.
Very cool. All right, Michael. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right. And, well, there it is. It was unanimous. Anybody who tries to put a $62 rib roast down the front of their pants is an idiot. I love that he fleed. Oh, you can't arrest me. I didn't actually steal it. But then he admits that he shoved it down his pants and he had no money.
Yeah, quote, all right, you got me.
All right, you got me. Dummy of the week. We'll do it again next week, and the dummy stories keep coming. I'm telling you, we're never for lack of dummy. And Florida represented twice this week.
Both from Tampa, right?
Yeah, right in Tampa, the Tampa neighborhood. And the winner was a Florida man who shoved a roast down his pants. All right. Let's try this out. Oh, maybe if I did that. F-bomb.
Out of context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context is time now, and that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7 and help us out by finding things that people say on this station at any time. Pull them out of context. They sound a little dirty, makes you giggle. Jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We can get a few in before the news, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. What do we got?
All right, first one's coming to us from Curtis K over in the sports department here, one of the producers.
Oh, yeah.
Dick.
Where was it? Who was that?
That was Ro Khan.
Oh.
And for the FCC, he was singing about Dick Biondi.
Dick Biondi.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Next one is one of the newer additions to the WGN family, Lauren Lapka.
I often buy little boys.
Who sent that in?
That's from Jesse.
Okay.
Next one. They caught me. This is Michael. I like that shaft.
What was it?
I was saying, I like that shaft.
Oh, there you go. All right. Very good.
Yep.
Yeah. And that movie's coming out in a few weeks, so we'll probably hear more of those drops from the new Shaft movie. Okay. All right. What's next?
All right. Next up, Brian caught Anna DeVellante saying this.
They're an inch long. That's bigger than I thought.
Wow. All right. Okay.
All right. QC Doug heard you.
And it's thick. What was I talking about?
I can't remember. Probably fast food.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lake Geneva Dan also caught you saying this one.
I would totally eat that. Wow. All right. Yeah, anytime we talk about food, we have a tendency to get descriptive in a way that fits the straight out of context world. All right.
All right. This one's coming to us from Brian again. This is Ro Khan.
So you definitely should, you absolutely get on this right now.
Uh-huh. Get on what, Ro, exactly?
I don't know.
My friend. What are you saying? All right.
And you again, you had a big week
heck?
This week.
If my option is to actually have meat, I'll have meat. I know we were talking about the. That's when we were talking about that vegan burger.
Yeah, the Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger that they're going to have at Burger King. All right. Well, okay. Well, let's hang on to the rest of them. We'll pick up where we left off with Straight Out of Context. Then we got Nick D Show Spies, and then things are going to get funky. But right now we got a break because the news is up next right here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m., Fly Jams Friday is coming up. We're going to get real funky, and our Fly Jam names will be popping out in just a couple of minutes. That'll be coming up. But right now we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the date, the time who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, we got a few more.
Yes. All right. Tom and Bartlett caught me doing this. That'll get you up in the morning. Yeah. You know, from one Tom to another. Come on, man.
What was that? What were you talking about?
That was when we were talking about the buffalo sauce latte.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
The weird fast food items.
God.
That will get you up in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding. All right.
All right, the queen of Straight Out of Context, Wendy Snyder here.
I can handle the undercarriage.
That was Joel and Gurney. She can handle it.
Oh, Wendy, Wendy, Wendy. All right.
All right, this next one, it's you here. You got caught by Wild Bill.
Did I just see that they're projecting that by Saturday evening we may have 5.1 inches? Wow. Okay, Wild Bill. All right.
Playing the long game there.
I was talking about rain, my friend.
It's the snow, remember?
Oh, snow.
Yeah, it was the snow.
Oh, yeah, well, we got 5 inches. By the way, in 4 days, we broke a record. In 4 days, we had 5 point something inches at O'Hare. Rain. Okay.
Yeah.
The average for that kind of stretch is 0.83.
You serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me, I got to move.
Yeah.
It's weather.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next up, we got Wendy again, caught by Scott in Carpentersville.
It's so big.
It's
I mean,
so long.
It's like three phone books.
Man, were they talking about the Mueller report?
Yes, they were.
Okay, that's it. It would have been my guess. either that or Lord of the Rings. I don't know. All right.
Brian Noonan appearing on the list for the first time in a while. Caught by Kevin in Lakewood.
I pull it out. Why not?
Oh, God. Oh my God.
I'm going to send him that.
Yeah, yeah, you might want to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he's got to watch himself.
That's a good one. Okay.
All right, Steve Cochran finally making the list this week, caught by John in Belvedere.
I didn't get a good look at the tongue.
What was that about?
Talking about camels. You know, there were several that could have been submitted for something about riding camels. I don't know.
Yeah, about camels. All right.
All right, here is Maria in Belvedere.
Don't leave it up there, because here's an idea. It's going to come off.
Oh, again, Wendy.
Wendy, again. Too good.
Okay.
And then capping us off this week is a spectacular submission. This is from James here in Chicago, and it's Brian Noonan.
Well, at that point, my lips are already on there. So. And as of today, there's no tingling or redness, so I'm going to guess everything's fine.
Good Lord.
Woof.
Oh, my God. Yeah, wow. Noonan coming back strong after not being a part of it for a little while.
He's got a daughter. I can't believe he's talking like that.
It's disgusting. All right. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what?
spies, like us.
There it is. All right. This is Nick D's show, Spies. And this, again, is you guys participating. And what you do is you listen 24/7 to this radio station. And whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Tom, what do we got?
All right. First one coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville. This is Wendy.
I was in the Soviet Union in the 80s.
Yes.
They had beer vending machines.
But not really,
because it was like that. There was one glass. So you'd put the glass under and fill up your glass with beer. You'd drink it, and then you'd return the glass.
Put the same glass under without it being washed.
For the next person.
I would just put my mouth under that spigot. Go ahead, Nick DiGilio. Take it. Good God, y'all.
Every time, every show. There's something. Every show. Yeah.
She can't help it. And again, she got caught for a separate mention. This is from Ken in Hillside.
We would talk to any of these people, and for some reason, SNL is not letting them come on our show.
Right.
I don't get that.
I think it's because of your attitude.
I love them. Heidi Gardner, I'm a fan of hers. I think Nick DiGilio loves her.
I want to marry Heidi Gardner.
Oh, wow. So that's a yes.
Oh, I love Heidi Gardner. I think Heidi Gardner is the best new cast member last year when she made her debut on the show. Best new cast member in years. I mean years.
She's great.
She's phenomenal, and she's really, really funny, and she does great character work, and the stuff that she does on Weekend Update, that angel, the every boxer's girlfriend from every boxing movie is I'm gonna take my kids to my sisters. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I love Heidi Gardner. It's an understatement to say that I love her. I think she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's great.
She's just great consistently. So yes, Wendy, I do. I love Heidi Gardner.
All right, final one here. This is Steve Cochran and Dean Richards talking about you by Kelly from Elgin. Oh, hold on 1 second. Once it actually plays.
That's the brilliant part about my mover, is that you get a ride. Yeah. If you're thirsty, you can get a glass of milk.
Is it squeeze your own udders, or do you have a technical team that does that?
Well, you can squeeze your own. Some people like the... Excuse me? But there's one. That's for you, Nick.
A few call-outs. They know what they've done.
Everybody does now. Everybody does.
They always do.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. And if they talk about me again, I want to know about it. So write it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com for Nick D Show Spies. All right. Should we play the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday. Your overnight radio with my man Nick D on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday. We start off your weekend on a funky note with some R&B and some fun. So get your Fly Jam requests in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Can we get the introduction of Luscious Huscious?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Huscious, baby.
There he is. DJ Luscious Huscious is ready to go. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V's running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he does every time Fly Jams Friday gets kicked off. And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. All right. We already got some requests, right, Luscious Huscious?
They're coming in.
All right.
In droves.
Well, what do we got here?
All right. First off, we've got Egyptian Lover with Freakaholic, and that's coming to us from Dino. So thanks, Dino.
We'll be right back.
Are there lyrics to this? What? There's a lot of drum samples happening right now.
I know. I had to start at the beginning.
Oh, you started at the beginning. Okay.
But Dino is a fan of the instrument.
All right. All right. There you go. It took a while to get there. Okay. All right. Let's do one more before we break for the weather and get more funky here on Fly Jams Friday. What do we got next?
All right. Next up is I Want to Be Your Man by Zapp and Roger, and that's coming to us from Mike and Joliet.
All right. All right. Getting funky here on a Friday morning, which is what we do every Friday. It's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Luscious Hushes. Let's hear your intro again there, Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
He's here. All right, let's do some weather, and then we'll come back with more Fly Jams and close out the show. So today, clouds early. The sun will break through later in the morning. We'll see highs between 55 and 60. For tomorrow, clouds early, mostly sunny. Then between 65 and 70 will be your high, but cooler near the lake. For Sunday, partly cloudy skies, seasonably mild, highs around 70 degrees. Again, cooler near the lake. For Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of showers, temperatures falling back into the 50s along the lakefront. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms possible. Be a good time to stay in and see a movie, to go to the movies and get out of the rain. And I'm hosting a screening of North by Northwest, only one of the greatest thrillers of all time, one of the best Hitchcock movies ever made, Cary Grant in North by Northwest. Very rarely gets shown on the big screen, and I'm showing it Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, AMC Rosemont 18. Get your tickets now. So reserve your seats now. Just go to amctheaters.com. amctheaters.com. Go to the seating chart. Pick out the seats you want. They'll be waiting for you. Again, only $10. Parking is free. And the classic, brilliant North by Northwest with Cary Grant, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, on the big screen in all its Technicolor VistaVision glory. It is a great, great movie, and it's going to be amazing to see on the big screen. So see one of the best movies ever made, one of the greatest Hitchcock thrillers ever made, on the big screen. $10. Parking is free. AMCtheaters.com, and get your tickets right now. Reserve them right now, and then we'll see you Tuesday night. And then beforehand, grab some dinner at Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is right down the street at the Crown Plaza Hotel. If you say, hey, I'm with the Nick DiGilio Film Club, you get 15% off of every food item. So go in, have some dinner, get 15% off of the food. The food is great there at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant. And then after the movie, bop over to the AMC Rosemont 18 upstairs in the Premiere Theater with the gigantic screen and the love seats and all that stuff. And we'll watch one of the greatest movies ever made. I'll introduce it. We'll talk about it afterwards. Hitchcock's North by Northwest with Cary Grant. $10. Parking is free. Get your tickets now at amctheaters.com. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more Fly Jams Friday for Fly Jams Friday on a Fly Jams Friday. You can't have a Fly Jams Friday without James Brown, that's for sure. Who requested that one, Luscious Hushes?
That was our good pal, Rasco.
Rasco with a little Papa's Got a Brand New Bag on Fly Jams Friday. It is Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up next with the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We get funky every Friday, Luscious Hushes is your DJ and playing your requests. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medical Newsroom. That's also coming up here on WGN. All right, we have more requests, correct?
Yeah, tons of requests.
All right.
Next up, Steve wanted to hear a little Smokey Robinson, so here is Cruisin'.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Love Smokey.
He's the best.
Smokey Robinson, man. Fantastic. That is a fly jam. That's been played a bunch of times here, and you can never hear enough of it. Fly Jams Friday continues right here with some funky songs and some R&B. And your request is at 312-981-7200. Okay, Luscious Hushes, what's next?
All right, what a better way to start the weekend than with Celebration from Kool & the Gang. Oh. This is coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
Oh.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party
right.
With you. Come on now. Celebrate.
All right. By the way, Dean just gave Longshot a B+. Saw it on the TVs. And right now he's showing a clip from Dennis Quaid likes to steal our house.
Is that I'm pretty sure that's the working title.
That is the whole title. Dennis Quaid wants to steal our house back.
Yeah. I'm sure when they pass that script along to him, he's like, oh, this is perfect for me.
He gave it a C. Dean gave it a C.
Oh, that's too bad. C's okay.
No, well, I mean, it's actually higher than I thought it was going to get. Yeah, the buzz is really bad on it.
I'm going to see
But it's Dennis Quaid, man. Dennis Quaid rules. I want to see Dennis Quaid be a nut.
It's better than watching him with some dog.
Yeah, man. So, all right. Let's get to my dad had a request, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Excellent request.
Okay.
He wanted to hear Peace of My Heart, but not the version most people think of. We're going to go to the original by Irma Franklin, and it's spectacular.
Fantastic. Fantastic request from my dad.
He's always got a good one.
He's got great taste in music, my dad. And he's, you know, he's kind of responsible for my love of fly jams. Because I grew up, the 60s and 70s soul was played throughout the house all the time when I was growing up. So, yeah, very cool. All right, who else has requests?
All right, so it wouldn't be a Fly Jam Friday without Bennett, the Business of Funk,
yes.
Wake Knight,
yes.
Making a triumphant return. This one is by Smoove, and it's called I'm a Man.
Oh, whoops.
There we go. A little reprise for that.
There you go.
Here we go. Smoove, I'm a Man.
If I had my cards of better, I would rather be with Cat, falling both the man or cheddar, knowing where I'm about to end.
Resisting all impulses,
old Chemical Brothers style breakbeats.
Well, that's all been that song's been covered many times.
Yeah,
many times. Yeah. So God, who's the classic rock version of this? Why am I blanking on the band? It's Steve Winwood.
Yeah, he's with he's done a version of it.
Yeah.
I want to say
Steve Winwood is the one that's the one that you hear on classic rock all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great song though, and that's a great version of it. Okay, what do we got next?
All right, next the 7731 to hear a little bit of the Spinners. The song is "I'll Be Around."
Great song,
and everybody loves the Spinners.
This is John Fortenberg.
My favorite songs of all time, easily one of my favorite songs of all time, and there's a very, very good cover of it by Was Not Was back in the 80s.
They did the dinosaur dude.
Yeah,
everybody do the dinosaur. Yeah. Oh man.
Okay, last one.
All right, last one. We're actually going to end on a little James Brown, but it's a little bit more soulful than his usual funk stuff. Here is "Cottage for Sale."
For your planet roses, we a cottage for sale. Oh, the memory seen in the window. I see your face, but when I read.
That's Russ from Des Plaines.
Russ from Des Plaines. There you go. Another Friday, Fly Jams Friday in the books. We'll do it again next week. And all right, we'll be back on Monday morning with the Monday morning movie reviews. We've got the Long Shot. We've got The Intruder. And we've got Ugly Dolls. Those are the ones that are coming out this week, and we'll give you all those reviews on Monday morning.